A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I'd like us to consider the five major expectations of God from us as we appear before Him in Zion today. The Bible says they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before Him. The desire of God is that you go from strength to strength as you show up in the house of God and in the presence of God today. Each appearance you make into the presence of God, whether in your closet or in His house corporately, is to add strength to your strength, to take you from grace to grace and from strength to strength. And so as we appear before God this morning, as you join with other believers, not forsaking the assemblies of the believers together, you are taken from grace to grace, from strength to strength, and from might to might. But I'd like to make very clear to my esteemed listener the five major expectations of God, even as we appear before Him. Expectation number one is worship. God desires your worship. He wants you to praise Him, to praise His holy name, to appear before Him, praise Him with your life, with your body, with your substance. God expects your worship. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43 and verse number 21, the word of God says, "These people have I formed for myself. They shall declare my praise." God said, He formed you for Himself. He formed you for His pleasure. And the purpose is that you might show forth His praise. God wants you to through your life, show forth His praise. He wants you to worship Him. And so we appear before God today and always to worship Him, to show forth His praise, and to magnify His holy name. That is the primary reason for our appearance before the Almighty God. So we appear before God today to show His praise. In the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John, chapter number 4, verses 23 and 24, the scripture says, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him." So it is the expectation of God that you will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Verse 24 says, "God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." God is spirit, and He expects our worship in spirit and in truth. Get up, get into God's house today, offer Him your worship, your praise in spirit and in truth. Do not forget, you were created for this purpose, to show forth the praise of God. That is the reason for your design, to show forth His praise. And God is seeking for those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. That is the number one expectation of God, that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth. The number two, the second expectation of God, even today and always, is dependence on Him. God wants you to be dependent on Him. You have worshipped Him, you are worshipping Him. He wants you to be dependent on Him. And you demonstrate your dependence on God in the place of prayers and absolute trust in His name. Let us trust in the name of the Lord our God, and let us pray unto Him. Our dependence on God is demonstrated as we pray. In the book of the prophet Jeremiah, chapter number 33, and in verse number 3, God said, "Call unto me, and I will answer, and I will show you great and mighty things that you never knew." God said, call. So let us call because God said we should call. Also, in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, and in verse number 7, the Bible says, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you." Don't be afraid to ask from God. Don't be afraid to demonstrate your dependency on God. He said, ask. He said, call unto me, and I will answer, and I will show you. So we go to the house of God to pray to our Maker, to call upon Him so that He might show us the strategies and the keys and the things we need to do to change our level and our situation. God will show you what to do in the place of prayers. So let's go before God and let's call upon him. Call unto him, call upon him, he will answer and he will show. So we demonstrate our dependency on God in the place of prayer. God expects your prayers today. And when you call on him, he will hear you and he will answer you. Number three, God expects testimonies of his wonders, of his acts in your life. He expects you to share the testimonies of what he has done for you. 10 lepers were cleansed by Jesus. On their way to fulfill the instruction of Christ Jesus, they were all cleansed. But one of them returned to share the testimony of how he was cleansed. And Jesus praised him for coming back to share his testimony. God is happy with you when you return to share the testimonies of his goodness in your life. When you come back to testify to the things that he has done for you, you are not an ingrate. You are standing in the congregation of God to testify of the wonders of God, to testify of the goodness of God. In Psalm 89, verse number 5, the Bible says, "And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints, in the congregation of the saints." So in the congregation of the saints, we will praise God's wonders and we will talk about his faithfulness. Let's go to the house of God and let's talk about the wonders of our God. Let's talk about the faithfulness of our God. He has done some things for you. He has shown you his goodness and his faithfulness. And so he expects you to come back and declare the wonders that he has done in your life. Talk about the faithfulness of God to you. Say this in the assembly of the saints. So God expects your testimonies, the testimonies of his wonders in your life, the testimonies of his faithfulness towards you and towards your family. Number four, God wants your attention to his word, attention to the word of God. The primary tool for the wonders of God is the word of God. The word of God has creative power, has transformative power. The word of God has the rejuvenating, revitalizing power. The word of God is powerful. So God wants you to pay attention to his word. There is no other secret for transformation, for change, for miracles, for signs and wonders outside of the word of God, the word of God. In the book of Proverbs, chapter number 7 and in verse number 24, the Bible says, "Now therefore, listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth." God wants you to listen. God wants you to pay attention. And so we go to the house of God to listen to God, to pay attention to the words of God. That is the fourth expectation of God from you today and always. And finally, number five, God expects you to be fruitful and impact your world by the reason of the things he has done in your life. As you worship him, as you pray to him, as you share your testimony, as you receive the word of God, God expects the cumulative effect of all that he will do with you and through you is to impart your word, to impart your generation, to go into the world and bear fruit. God expects you to go to your marketplace, to go to your business place, to go to your school and carry the church over to those places of assignment. He wants you to take the church to your business place, take the church to the marketplace. He expects you to take the church to your classroom. He expects you to take the church to your place of business. He does not anticipate a separation between your business life and your worship life. He expects you to take your worship to your place of business and impact the place positively. God expects impact from you. God expects fruitfulness from you. May God not be disappointed in you. And as you appear before him today, may he take you from strength to strength, from grace to grace, from glory to glory. And may your life be fruitful and be productive by reason of the investment of God upon your life in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, I dedicate my life, my body, my substance, everything about me to your worship. I worship you with all that I have, with all that I am, my position. I worship you with all. Lift your voice and pray. My Father and my God, I dedicate my life, my position, my resources to your worship. I worship you, the living God, with all that I am, with all that I have. In Jesus' name, I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, I am totally dependent on you. Let me see your hand in my life. Let me see your hand upon my family, upon my business. I depend on you in the name of Jesus. Talk to God and say, Father, give me testimonies. Let me have a testimony to the goodness of the living God. Give me a testimony. Give me a miracle that will make me stand in the congregation of the saints and testify to the goodness of the Lord my God in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray, say, Father, open my eyes to your word, to the truth of your word. Show me the truth of your word. Show me mysteries from your word today in the name of Jesus. And I'd like you to pray and say, Father, help me to positively impart my word. Let me be a man of impact. Let me impart my business place, the marketplace, my workplace. Let me impart my classroom. Let me impart my neighbors in the name of Jesus. Let my life be fruitful. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, I pray that your worship, your praise of the Almighty will be acceptable today and always. In the precious name of Jesus. And as you call upon God, he will hear and he will answer. And he will show you mighty things that you never knew. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will give you great testimonies to share in the congregation of his saints. And as you listen to God's word today and always, your eyes will be opened. Your heart will be opened. And God will speak expressly to you. The word of God will not be scarce in your life. In the name of Jesus. And I pray that your life will be productive. And be impactful in the name of Jesus. May you have results to show for the praise of the Almighty God. May your life be fruitful and be productive in God's kingdom. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Join us for a glorious service this morning at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m. You may wish to join our service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is @YemiGraceMan. God bless you as you do. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious Sunday, and the Lord bless you.